88.9 Shine FM, and every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. It's Wednesday. That means hello, Kimberly.
Hello, Mike.
Nice to talk to you again. Well, this has been good. A great topic for March, coping skills for kids, strategies to help kids deal with stress, anxiety, and anger. Because, you know, there's so much that goes on in life. Sometimes we just need those strategies.
Absolutely. And today is one of my favorites, physical coping skills. So movement can calm you or it can energize you, and it helps you shed excess energy. So when your body goes into fight, flight, freeze mode, you suddenly have tons of energy coursing through your body. If you do things to help get rid of that energy, then you're on your way to calming down and getting back to the rest and digest state. It is helpful for you and your child to talk about how there are two types of physical coping skills that they can choose from. One is small movements, so think squeezing Play-Doh, and the other is big movements, think jumping jacks.
Okay.
So here's some examples of small movement strategies that you can teach your child that they can use at home and at school or when they're out on the playground. Tensing and relaxing your muscles by squeezing something in your hands is very similar to progressive muscle relaxation exercises. But in this case, we want to focus on just helping your child use their arms and hands because they can do that anywhere. They could use stress balls, putty, clay, Play-Doh, or sand. Once you and your child have chosen the item that they'd like to use, practice squeezing it for a few seconds really tight in your hand, and then let it go. Repeat this pattern a few times, and then switch to the other hand. Explore with your child how many times it takes to squeeze and release, for them to start noticing their stress levels decreasing. Remind them that they can't stop their body from going into fight, flight, freeze, because remember, Mike, it's automatic, but they can help return their body to the rest and digest state. This is so empowering, obviously for kids, but for us as adults too, to learn that we can shift our state. So here's some big movement ideas. Walking is incredibly good at calming us down and burning off excess energy. You can walk inside and outside. So for children, if they have to do this at school, this is when going to the bathroom or walking to the water fountain can be a big welcomed movement strategy that can help them cope with stress. Dancing, my favorite, is a great big movement that helps us to move from fight, flight, freeze back to rest and digest. With music added, it also adds in a distraction tool to a movement tool, which can be very effective in reducing our stress. But there's others. Play at the park, make an obstacle course, jump rope, hop on your scooter, go for a bike ride, and swing. Right? That's why we put babies into swinging chairs. And again, depending on whether we're trying to release energy or calm ourselves down is how high or intense we swing. And of course, get kids in movement classes, martial arts, sports, swimming, you name it. Once they have those movement breaks, their fight, flight, freeze system will turn off, and then they can engage in reflection and problem solving. Your child's prefrontal cortex will be back online and they can access their thoughts, feelings, and values in a regulated way.
Nice. Well, you took me on a childhood flashback that I used to play a lot with Play-Doh when I was a kid. And you never have a bad day when you're playing with Play-Doh.
That's right. All that squeezing, you didn't know, but it was, you know, again, helping you stay in that rest and digest state.
Totally. Well, no, that's some great information there. And as we said in an earlier week, too, great for adults, too. Get out, get moving, and enjoy. I like it.
Yes. Okay. It is a great way to keep our stress at bay.
Sounds good. Well, we'll continue this topic again next week. But for now, EckertCenter.com, you can find out some great information on Kimberly and her team. And that team also includes some great child-focused employees.
That's right. Our child therapists include Kimberly Calhoun at our north location, Ashley Shaw at our south, And then we have Lane Dewar, who works with teens and adults with a special focus on men's health and wellness. And we have a registered dietitian firm, Revive Wellness, that we are partnered with. So lots of options. Please check us out at eckertcenter.com.
Okay. And maybe check out with a free consultation. We're going to give that away to who today?
Ooh, we're going with caller number one today.
Oh, get quick on the draw. 403-276-8888. Thank you so much for that, Kimberly, and for this great topic, which we will continue next week. You have a wonderful day.
You too.